Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
We're going to jump back into the David Haley story in just a minute.
Yeah.
Because I think there's more to be said. But real quick, word nerd alert. Merriam-Webster announcing today it has taken the rare step of fully revising and reimagining one of its most popular dictionaries with a fresh edition that adds more than 5,000 new words, including one of our ADD words of the day.
No way!
Petrichor.
I knew they were listeners. Do you remember what the definition is?
I do. It is the smell that you get after rain hits long, dry land.
Mm-hmm.
It's a lovely smell.
Mm-hmm.
In other words, last week or earlier this week when we had that long rainfall after a couple of weeks of dryness, there was petrichor.
Okay.
Petrichor.
I do love that smell.
And humans can smell it at a greater capacity than sharks can smell blood in the water.
Ooh.
Mm-hmm.
Don't you think that means it's good for us? It's soothing for our brains?
Oh, certainly.
Well, we need the water. That's why we smell it.
Other words being added are teraflop, teraflop, dumb phone, ghost kitchen, farm to table.
Love farm to table.
Riz.
Okay.
You know, because...
Yeah, you got the riz.
You got the riz,
I know,
man.
I know.
Dad bod.
Okay.
Hard pass. Adulting. Cancel culture. Dash cam.
Okay.
And a word that Sam uses all the time. Doom scroll.
It's what we should not be doing when we're home.
That is correct. They also tossed in WFH. I don't know what that means.
Work from
home. Okay.
When was the last time they updated their...
They do it every year.
And they added 500? That seems 5, like
5,000.
Actually,
God.
Oxford is the one that updates every year. Merriam-Webster, according to this story, has not updated in 22 years.
Well, I stand corrected. You go, Merriam-Webster.
That goes back well before social media and all that.
Now,
that means they didn't add YOLO back in 2015.
Speaking of Oxford Dictionary, they are out with their new edition, and I think they do update much more frequently. They added 12 new words commonly used in the Caribbean.
Okay.
Among them, the longest of the words is carry, go, bring, come.
Common spelling.
It dates from 1825. Cuckoo?
You can't even pronounce the word we're talking about.
A Caribbean dish that incorporates okra, butter, and cornmeal.
Or is it okra?
Okra.
That would be okra, yep. Love me some fried okra. Have you never had fried okra?
Is it spelled okra or is it spelled okra?
It's spelled okra.
Gotcha.
Oh.
I'm not very smart, Dan.
Oh, okay.
Another word that they've added is bola, which is derived from the Spanish word bolo,
okay,
which means bread roll.
When are they going to add mayhem?
I don't see that happening, Sam.
Well, they should.
I also need an unveiled.
So you're talking about the Oxford Dictionary, correct?
This is the Oxford Dictionary. Some of the other words are boboli.
From England, from no, Great Britain.
From the Caribbean.
Like the pizza
and
crust?
So, of course, many languages, English language in the Caribbean is, you know, tied in with Great Britain. So that's why they're adding these words, because there's a lot of Caribbean folk that are within the English world.
Another one that they added in the Oxford Dictionary is "bus up shut," which is not a rude way to tell someone to be quiet.
Bus up shut?
Bus up shut.
Bus up shut.
Bus up shut.
Got it.
Why does that make me reach for the dump button?
I don't know. I didn't say a bad word. They've also added boboli, as I mentioned. That is a stuffed and dressed up effigy.
Oh, thought it was a pizza crust.
And cry long water. Which
cry long water?
Why do these sound like Native American
words? Does that mean sobbing?
It means
I'm gonna go cry long water.
It means to either cry a lot or insincerely.
Insincerely?
Insincerely. Mm-hmm. Golly, what is wrong with me today?
Well, you're trying to read words that come from a Jamaican patois, and
Tanty?
Tanty.
That is a title of respect referring to an older woman who is not your aunt.
Tanty. I like it.
So you would be a tanty.
Yeah, I like it.
An older woman who is not my aunt.
No.
Jamaican slang.
It would be, to me, Tanty is someone that
bus up shut.
To me, Tanty is like what my kids would call Carrie or Sandra.
Are you saying that Carrie is an older woman?
No, I'm saying she is their aunt, but isn't. Do you know, she's not their aunt by blood.
She might as well be family.
She might as well be family.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I like you missed it. He was trying to call you an older woman.
No, I did not miss it, Sam. I just allowed it to roll right off my back because I'm not in the mood to cry long water.
You're more mature.
Boom. All right.
Well done.
Speaking of relatives, we are going to bring this back this hour. What does it mean to be married? What does it mean to be consciously coupled? What does it mean to be domestically partnered? And why does this box have to be checked a certain way if you want to share health insurance with your significant other?
Well, probably because health insurance companies have very strict rules as to who you can put on your policy.
What is consciously coupled?
It's the opposite of consciously uncoupled, Sam.
Or unconsciously coupled.
Yeah, ask Chris
Martin. You don't know that you're living with someone. You're unaware that there's somebody else in your home.
There is another name for unconsciously coupled. We will not share it.
It's called a stalker.
Yeah.
Long-serving Kansas senator has been fired from his BPU board post over what they're calling insurance fraud. I do not see this in the grand scheme of insurance fraud. I do not see this as insurance fraud, but I understand what they're saying, but I'm not so sure it's fraud. Wyandotte County's Board of Public Utilities fired its board president after they discovered he violated ethics policy by allegedly using his position for private gain. He is State Senator David Haley,
who very, very well known.
Also happened to be the president of Wyandotte County's local public utilities board. He was removed at the end of a two-hour meeting on Tuesday night after an investigation found evidence that he used his office to get health insurance benefits since 2001 for his long-term partner without first providing the documentation of a common law marriage that would be required to do that. So they're not married, but they've been together a long time. I assume they live under the same roof.
Presumably.
Why can you not then share insurance with that person?
Because you lack a single piece of paper.
So, but do you see what I'm saying? Like, you can call that insurance fraud, and I understand technically that's what they would probably call that. But this is not insurance fraud, capital I. Scott, you and I both have six children between us.
Mm-hmm.
Those children are, some of them still on my insurance, some of them not. Mm-hmm. Wouldn't any company jump to help cover someone and just the domestic partner
and not the six children in the home that he doesn't have with this person. Like, you know what I'm saying? We're going to split hairs over another adult in the house.
Now, keep in mind, it's not the insurance company that said, David Haley,
right.
This is garbage. It was the BPU. So I have to wonder, and I do wonder, were they looking for a reason to get him out as president?
You know, somebody will always say, yeah, someone will always say, well, the law is the law. Okay, well, the law also says you're not supposed to jaywalk.
Right. Well, I think
that I'm not comparing the two, but I'm saying in the scheme of things, saying that he used his office for personal gain, that to me, that headline screams out someone who would take a credit card and go on lavish trips. And that to me is, oh my gosh, you need to be fired. You've used your personal position for or public position for personal gain. Having someone on your insurance.
But Danny, you've been in this business long enough. This sounds like somebody had it out for David Haley. Somebody on the board had it out for David Haley. They went looking for something. They found it and they brought it to the board and the board had no other choice.
He's been on his insurance for 4 years. They've probably been together 20. I don't know.
Well,
didn't
the story say?
Long term is all it said.
And common law spouse or whatever is common law partner.
And Kansas does recognize common law marriage.
After 7 years.
But you have to file the paperwork. What's more concerning to me, did you say he's a state senator?
He's a longtime state senator for over almost three decades.
And he doesn't have a fundamental understanding of the processes to stay within the law.
David Haley.
I'm just a dum-dum who pushes buttons on a board.
He says, and I believe this.
He's very well known.
He says he talked to two staffers and they said, put it down. That's fine. He said, I wouldn't have included my partner in my health benefits plan had I not gotten prior approval to do so. And I believe him. He checked the spouse box when, in fact, his long-term partner is not a legal spouse.
Telephone number here is 913-586-7798, 586-7798 on Dana and Parks.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app, and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
You open the fridge, there's nothing there. So what's it gonna be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Huh. right, let's grab a couple calls on this one. Tara in DeSoto. Tara, good afternoon. Hello.
Hi, yeah. In 2008, I was told by the state of Kansas that if we showed three things to be domestically partnered, to be common law marriage, three things. The first thing is we have to own some sort of property together, whether it's a house or a bank account. And the second thing was that we had to live together for over 2 years, I believe. And then the third thing is we just filed taxes together and claimed married filing jointly, which we checked the box, and we've been filing that way ever since.
Yeah.
He's been on my health insurance for the last 9 years, and all we had to do was send them a copy of our tax return that we've been filing jointly. And so far, it's not been a problem, and we've been together 18 years.
18 years, Tara. This is interesting. I'm reading now some employers offer health insurance and other benefits to domestic partners. But in Kansas, this says there is no statewide legal status. There are a couple of exceptions, and Lawrence is one of them.
Yeah. The place where I work, they opted to go ahead and do that. That was a new one. I think it was a couple years after I worked there. They made the choice to go ahead and add that on the.
Tara, can I ask you a personal question that's none of my business?
Uh-huh.
Why haven't you guys decided to officially, legally get married?
After 19 years, yeah.
I don't know. I don't know. We're just as committed as we're more committed than most married people I know.
I have no doubt. So, I have no doubt about it.
Yeah. Yeah. And the other thing is you have to hold yourself out as married. So he's been my husband for 15 years.
Yeah. So when you introduce him, as your husband.
Yeah. But when we're talking or arguing or something, sometimes I call him my boyfriend.
See, I'll tell you this. I'll tell you this, and maybe I'm wrong. Maybe it's just me. I will never get married again for two reasons. Number one, apparently I don't do it right. And number two, I think you stop trying as hard when you're married.
Maybe that's it. I wouldn't know.
All right.
Tara, I love it. Thank you for the call, and thank you for your honesty.
Now, to be clear, she was talking about filing domestic partnership with the state.
Yeah.
There are more steps to that. You have to live, as she mentioned, together for a certain amount of time.
Yep.
That's very different than just simply saying, I would like to add my domestic partner onto my insurance, which, according to the research, or at least with Mary Beth's company, was one piece of paper.
And what was that one piece of paper?
Just saying, this is my domestic partner. Now, if they decide to investigate, I better be living with her and we better, you know.
Right, which begs the question with Senator Haley, like, why and how did this ever come up? He is quoted as saying in this article, Google me, there is no history in all of my time of anyone suggesting I have done anything untoward ever in all of my 30 elected years. So there becomes a smear, a mark on my name that should not be there because I didn't do anything. He's saying two employees, and I'm guessing they're HR because you wouldn't randomly ask somebody that. Two employees said this was fine, mark it down this way, and he did.
Mm-hmm.
What's the...
The issue is the thousands of dollars that were spent on her insurance plan without the proper paperwork. Because it costs companies a lot of money. We may only pay, you know...
But how many employees, Scott, are single, Sam? What percentage at any given workplace? And I'm sure they love the single employees. The single 27-year-old that's perfectly healthy, not married, no kids. Those are statistically... especially female, the cheapest to insure.
Females are cheaper to insure than men?
Oh, always.
When men are less inclined to go to the doctor, women get pregnant.
Yeah, but men, well, you said that with such disdain.
No, I did not.
But men also do really stupid things like donuts in parking lots in cars they shouldn't own.
Well, those are 18-year-olds, and those are usually the kids on a 50-something-year-old's insurance. But and I was not saying that with disdain. What I'm simply pointing out is...
because women get pregnant.
Do not take the Tylenol.
Oh, God.
Anyway, pregnancies are not cheap, I presume. I think they're near $10,000, if I'm not mistaken.
Probably north of that, but yes.
Probably north of that.
I'm as surprised as you are, Scott, because women have to go to the doctor every single year. And, well, I haven't been to the doctor since... Obama was in office.
At a certain age.
Are you kidding?
We should all be getting our regular checkups. It's cheaper in the long run.
You haven't been for an annual physical since Obama was in office?
Well, son, right after he left office.
He doesn't like the doctor. We know this. We've established this on this program.
You need to get in for your annual physical.
Okay.
I'm serious. You never know.
There are also companies out there that will not allow you to put your spouse on your insurance, even if you have been married forever, if they have a job that offers insurance as well.
Which I always found crazy because if insurance is so profitable, and believe me, if you watch any cable news, they clearly are profitable because I've lost count of Limu, Emu, and Doug.
And Liberty Bibberty.
Liberty Bibberty. And I mean, all of the insurance commercials that are on TV, clearly these cats are making money. Why wouldn't they want more people on their insurance? Why would they say, well, we're not going to insure your spouse if they have access to an insurance company at their work? No, bring your spouse over. We want them. Because clearly, at Liberty Bibberty, we're making money.
A lot of employers are starting to say, if you are married or domestically partnered and your significant other is covered through their work, we want to know. Like, they want to know.
Now, that's the company wanting to save
some money. That's the company. Mm-hmm. Like, we also want them to have their own single health insurance, but they can still be on yours. There are a lot of companies doing that.
Now, you know, and it's weird. I wonder why companies wouldn't say if you have a spouse who has their own ability to get insurance at their employment, right? And you have two kids, one of those kids can go on hers, one can go on yours.
You don't think we're heading there?
Probably. 913-586-7798 here on Dana and Parks. Kathy in Kansas City, you've been super patient and we do appreciate it. Welcome.
Hi, how are you doing?
We're doing well. Thank you.
Good. I was calling in about the gentleman. He's a senator for congressman for 40 years. Is that what y'all were saying?
No, David Haley is a state senator from Eastern Wyandotte County. He's been in the state Senate for 24 years. Prior to that, he was in the state House.
Okay. So with that said, you know, I would think that in the positions that he holds and the positions that he's held, that he would do his due diligence and ensure that he had documentation if he talked to someone about such things as, you know, his insurance and whether he can have his partner on his insurance. I've been married to my husband for 40 years, and when he retired, my employer required me to send a marriage license. I have to send it every year along with a copy of our tax returns.
Every year?
Every year to show that we're still filing jointly. But also my employer, we employ across the country over 10,000 people. So when you add those 10,000 people along with their spouses and children, what the company is paying out for insurance, sure, they're going to ask for proof and documentation. What? Because if this gentleman had paid for her insurance, you're looking at, I don't know how your insurance is, but private insurance, you're looking at $500 to $700 a month. So, yes, that was for financial gain. Absolutely.
But why, very quickly, why do you have to prove to your employer that you and your husband filed jointly? What, as long as you're married, what does it matter how you file your taxes?
It's proving that we're still married. I could have, you know, 5 years ago when he retired, I could have divorced him. But I could, if I still carried him under my insurance, we're not legally married anymore. And when you have and so for what he was doing, I think if, you know, I was one of his constituents, I'd be kind of concerned. Look, he's not doing his due diligence for his own personal life. Is he doing due diligence for ours?
Okay. All right, Kathy, thank you for the call.
Do
appreciate it. Telephone number here is 913-586-7798.
I am so excited for this next story, and I've already reached out to her, but if you know her, please help connect us. From the Kansas City Star, a former Kansas City woman who sang the Golden Girls theme Thank you for being a friend. If you threw a party, invited everyone. Oh, what a great song. Reminds the Emmys this week, quote, "I'm still here," from Lisa Gutierrez over at the Star. Attached would say,
okay, we got it.
The Emmy Awards last week paid tribute to popular TV shows celebrating big anniversaries this year. Law & Order, Grey's Anatomy, Gilmore Girls, and the 40th anniversary of The Golden Girls. Reba McEntire came out, sang the show's famous theme song, set on a set like the Miami Kitchen, where TV's favorite senior ladies ate a lot of late-night cheesecake. The audience loved it. Everyone sang along. But there was one person who wished she'd been there to sing it herself, Cindy Fee, the Raytown High School graduate who sang the theme song for the beloved sitcom. You've never seen her face, but she considered herself a golden girl too. She posted a video to Instagram a few days after the Emmys to remind the world that, hey, I'm still around and I'm still singing. Even better for fans of the show, she's releasing a new version of the song this fall and invites the public to be part of the video. So I've reached out and she said, look, I love Reba McEntire, all those things, but I am the one who first sang the song. Thank you for being a friend. Grew up in Raytown, graduated from Raytown High School in 1973.
By the way, she's not the original artist to record that song. Andrew being Gold is the original writer and performer. Her version was a remake, but it was picked. There's the original.
Yeah, there's the original. I like hers better. She's sang background for Whitney Houston, Dolly Parton, Kenny Rogers, Lionel Richie, Garth Brooks.
She did a duet with Kenny Rogers, two of them, by the way.
Oh, my gosh.
I Don't Want to Know Why, and also was a background singer on his Christmas album.
Fee became so closely identified with that song that one of her two sons called her from college to tell her he'd gone to a party and was immediately recognized, quote, as the guy whose mom sings the Golden Girls song.
Wow.
Does she still live around here?
I don't know that she still lives here. She still has a lot of contacts here. And we're going to email her right now.
So did this Andrew Gold guy get paid every single time a Golden Girls episode aired?
That's a great question.
That's usually how it works, Sam, yes.
It appears that he is the writer.
He is the writer and the original performer.
Or do they just pay you like one lump sum up front and they go, we are going to just pay you once and be done?
Because both are possible. She was probably paid my guess would be that she was paid an upfront fee to remake the song, but as I've said 1,000 times on this show, when it comes to music, the money is in the writing.
It charted in 1978.
Oh, sure it did.
His version.
We have got to have her on the show.
She was in a Kansas City band called Hot Foot. Okay.
It does not specify the deal that they signed.
Well, it could have been either one. Hey, yeah. We want to buy the song, you know.
Have you heard before, like years ago, people that came up with the most famous jingles ever, they're like, we'll pay you $50 for it. And then they never get anything else. Like back then, that could have been the deal.
The You've Got Mail guy didn't even get paid. It was over the phone.
Mm-hmm.
You've Got Mail.
That's right.
What about Siri? What did the voice of Siri make?
Siri's not a real person.
Yes, she is. That is a voice. They had a woman go into a booth and record bajillions of hours of stuff. Hang on. Swear to you. She is a voice actor in Los Angeles. I'm almost positive.
Siri, call Sam Stevie.
No, just say Siri. Who's Siri? Say, hey, Siri, who's Siri?
Wait. Okay.
Susan Bennett.
Thank you.
Siri, who is Siri?
I'm Siri. Here to help.
No, you're not.
That does not sound like a woman.
No, you're not.
The original Siri voice was a woman, the one that you would hear, the quote, American voice, because they had many options, because they sell iPhones all over the world. The American voice was recorded initially by Susan Bennett.
Susan Bennett.
But yes, modern day Siri is an AI voice that you can make Australian, anything.
New study is out, survey, if you will, on what your state's favorite Halloween candy is as we fast approach Halloween in about a month.
Very quick backstep, sorry. Susan Bennett started recording for Siri in 2005, which is mind-boggling to me because the first iPhone came out in 2007. She did not finish her recording until 2011.
Yeah.
Recorded 4 hours a day, 5 days a week for 6 years.
Scott, 4 hours a day, 5 days a week for 6 years. Because
she's retired.
You have to have her voice say, probably not now with AI, but back then you had to have an actor say all those things.
Anyway, Halloween candy.
Fascinating.
No, you guys just squirreled me.
Candy corn tastes like wax and vomit.
Hey.
Is that on the list?
So I'll go over the locals, the regionals here in just a minute. Would you care to guess what the number one Halloween candy is?
Reese's Peanut Butter Cups.
That is correct.
Oh, really? Yay!
That is correct. Followed by candy corn.
Oh!
Yeah, it is.
Oh!
I love candy corn.
Sour Patch Kids were the most popular in the Northeast.
Gross.
Would you care to guess which state last year purchased the most candy, and it's not the one you would think.
The most candy, not per capita, just totally the most candy?
Let me check here.
Because I would say Texas.
I believe it is kind of a per capita thing, yes. Okay. Yeah, it would have to be.
Okay, then is it Missouri?
No, it is not.
Is it Kansas?
It is Utah.
Oh, I was going to give her a hint.
Utah.
Followed by, and this is per capita, by the way.
Darling, we're going to have to shut you down.
Followed by Wyoming, Oregon, Idaho, and Nebraska. Would you care to guess which states purchased per capita the least amount of candy last year?
Which state is no fun? I would have gone with Utah. Okay. I don't know.
I think you would consider these states to be fun.
Okay, Colorado.
Hawaii.
Ooh.
Florida and California.
Florida, that surprises me.
Would you care to guess the number one candy in the state of Kansas?
Kansas. Is it like Twizzlers or something
weird? It is not. It is not.
Reese's Pieces.
It is not.
All right, I give.
It is candy corn.
Wow.
My people.
Also number one in Nebraska. Care to guess the number one candy in the state of Missouri?
Snickers.
You'll never get it. Minis. Shakur dark chocolate.
What?
Those are also really good.
What are they?
It's the little balls.
Oh, the little chocolate balls?
Yeah.
And they're just in a wrapper.
Uh-huh.
They're the size of a marble.
And they have like what looks like a doily on the bottom.
Oh, those are delightful, but I would not have guessed that for Halloween candy.
Oklahoma, it's Tootsie Pops.
Ugh.
Yeah. Florida, for example, Three Musketeers. Candy corn also number one in Alabama, Mississippi, and Georgia.
Ooh, the Midnight Three Musketeers. Pristine.
In Iowa, it's peanut M&Ms. In, you don't, golly, this is a small print, Sam. Almond Joy is number one in New Mexico. And
I love me some Almond Joy.
Boy, these guys must be on a budget. In Tennessee and North Carolina, it's Lifesavers.
Hey, they made a mint.
Out.
Get
out.
Right now. Right now. Hershey's Milk Chocolate, number one in Pennsylvania and in Virginia. And Gummy Bears, number one in Delaware.
If you had to pick one candy to eat, I know you're not a sweets person, but just right now, not even Halloween, like right now, what would it be if you could only have one?
Candy?
Yeah.
Peanut M&Ms.
Ooh, really? What about you, Sam?
Mike and Ike's.
Mike and Ike's?
I'm a big Mike and Ike's fan.
Really?
I am the biggest anti-sweets, sweets lover you'll ever meet. The reason I refuse to eat sweets is because I acknowledge that if I take the smallest bite in the world, I will have to eat the rest
the
of
entire
whatever
thing.
Is in front of me.
Okay.
So you're like the alcoholic version of a candy eater.
Let's just say I bought a 5-pound bag of Sour Patch Kids one time.
Uh-huh.
I don't know if I can ever look at a Sour Patch Kid again.
Gross. Did you have the world's worst stomach ache?
Oh, it came back.
Oh, yeah.
It came back. Called that a reversal.
Oh, we still have a piece of cake from yesterday if you'd like it.
No, I'm good. It was so good, but I was so sick because I'm not used to eating things with a lot of butter, like a lot of butter. And I ate one of those. It was like a peanut butter cake bar thing. I was like, this is the best thing I've ever had in my life.
Dana, you had to leave the studio while I was on the air to go to the bathroom.
It was so good. But my stomach went, what the hell are you doing? No. All good.
You would have thought there was a fart gas in there.
Right? Thank you for being a friend.
I've never seen somebody move so quick in my life.
I have emailed the artist who sang the Golden Girls theme, and it is my sincere hope that we have her on before day's end.
Dana Wright, Sam Stevie III. My name is Scott Parks here on KMBZ.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer. Plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Post-sex nachos at the Record Bar tonight in downtown Kansas City, if you want to check them out. Great guys, great music. Authorities in Oregon are searching for a murder suspect who they say was accidentally released earlier this week. According to the Multnomah County Sheriff's Office, 26-year-old Ty Anthony Sage was released from the detention center after posting bail on Monday. The Sheriff's Office says the initial release order was signed September 17th and indicated that Sage's bail was set, by the way, he's a murder suspect, at $5,000.
How will they identify this guy out of a lineup? I mean, he looks just like every other guy.
Oh, Hang on.
Oh, no, I have the mugshot.
Okay, yeah, you do have it.
I mean, every guy walking around looks like this
guy. Do you guys remember the bully in A Christmas Story?
Mm-hmm.
He had yellow eyes. Remember the bully that wore the back raccoon hat and would always beat up on little Ralphie? This suspect looks like the bully in that movie if he had facial tattoos all up and down his forehead and cheeks.
His face is all but covered in tattoos. So is his neck.
It looks like a pitchfork in between his eyebrows.
We call those job killers.
I don't think he's worried about... the sheriff, by the way, has apologized for his being allowed to Did he escape or did he walk out?
He's in jail for murder.
How does one accidentally release a man accused of murder?
Well, they posted his bail at $5,000.
Instead of?
$500,000.
Right.
And keep in mind, he didn't break out.
Zeros are important.
He was let out.
That's right.
That's how it works in Louisiana.
What?
We didn't break out. We were let out.
Have the obligation to return now?
Okay, we looked this up last time because of the guy that said he didn't escape, he was let out.
He posted bond.
You are not felony escape worthy of charges if you are accidentally let out. They cannot charge you with felony escape, but there is a separate infraction called, like, knowingly being out when you're not supposed to be.
Bond was posted for $5,000.
Yeah, I think this scenario is different because he posted bond.
It's not my fault that you set the bond at $5,000, Judge. It's not my fault that I was able to find somebody who would pay it. I did not break out. I was let out. And there is a difference.
He legitimately, you're right, walked free. He walked free because of a clerical error made by the court.
Math is hard, and you're right, Dana. Zeros are very important. The Oklahoma superintendent, Ryan Walters, who everybody remembers, he was the guy who put Bibles in the schools, but also at a meeting there were images of naked women on his screen in his
watching
office.
Watching Cinemax.
He announced that he is stepping down from his role as the state schools leader to lead a Teacher Freedom Alliance. Quote, we are going to destroy the teachers' unions.
Oh, okay.
But yes, this is the guy.
I thought you were going to say he was stepping down to become like the CFO of Cinemax.
Or CEO of Pornhub. He vowed early on as superintendent of schools in Oklahoma that he would put God back in the schools. But yet there were images of naked women on a screen in his office.
They were in their natural state, Scott, the way God intended.
913-586-7798. News with Dan Weinbaum coming your way in exactly 2 minutes.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at KMBZ.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You walk in tired and hungry, one bad dinner away from losing it. You don't like to cook. You don't want more takeout. You just want something good. That's why there's Dish by Blue Apron. Pre-made meals with at least 20 grams of protein and no artificial flavors or colors. From fridge to fork in 5 minutes or less. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.